morning to everyone, and this is the radio news. This is Emily, and I'm here with Zara and Tyler in the Bel Air School studio. Now over to Zara.
Hi, I'm Zara. On the weekend, it was the Geelong College Challenge. The Geelong College Challenge is where 16 schools go and do different challenges, and they get points for them, and they see if they win something at the end. Six kids from Bel Air went. Bethany, Zara, Tim, Tom, and two emergencies, Jeff and Jane. The challenges were art, drama, infotech, PE, technology, tabloid sports, maths, and the major problem. In the major problem, you had four events, and you did this giant bungee rope, and you attached your glider, and it went flying in the air. The next one was where you had to throw your glider over this marked off area. And if you got it over, you got 10 points. But if you didn't make it, you didn't get any points. The third one was where you had to throw your glider again. And then where it landed, you got points. 50 points, 20 points, 10 points, 5 points, and no points. The fourth one was where you had to throw your glider to each other, and then you had to stop and then throw it to someone else in your team. You had to race around this course. In the end, we just ended up throwing the stick. We still came second. Mr. Holloway was the teacher in charge, and he slept in the back of his car just to come to the challenge. So the team thanked him. The challenge was really fun, and all the senior teachers came to cheer us on. Bella didn't win anything, but that didn't matter because they all had a great time. That's all I have to report. Over to Tyler.
Hi, I'm Tyler. Today I'll be talking to you about the debating team. The debating team is something we do every year. This is what we have to do to get in. A couple of weeks ago, Year 6 students wrote to Mr. KT about why they should be on the debating team. Last week, all the Year 6 students who wrote to Mr. KT went to Ms. Cowan's room to try out. You would get a topic, go out into the corridor, think about an argument, then say your argument to the teachers and the other students watching. The debating team has now been announced. The students who are in the debating team are Cassandra, Holly, Kelly, Jeff, and Ebony. There were heaps of other students who tried out too. Thanks. Back over to Emma.
Our senior learning unit is senior classes combined together. The unit will be sharing one big classroom. It has made lots of updates. The walls inside the building have been knocked down, and we are left with this huge room. Some areas have been blocked off, and in the toilets are looking much better than they did last year. Over to Zara.
The pumpkin competition is being held on the 15th of May. There are many different children entering, and there are lots of different categories. The pumpkin competition is where the students from Bel Air got seeds and they had to try and grow pumpkins. There are some different categories. There are heaviest, smallest, coolest, and most dressed up, and a couple more. There is also going to be a special judge on the day, Andrew, who is my dad. This competition will be run by the members of EnviroKids for Bel Air, and there will be a winner from each category. The pumpkin competition started last year and many people got seeds, but not so many people had grown their pumpkin. That's why we're having different categories. So good luck to all those growers from Bel Air Primary School. Over and out to Tyler.
The Bush Dance is what we have every year at the Barwon Civic Centre in Geelong. It is a fun event. All classes learn a dance, then on the night, classes get up from starting from preps all the way up to seniors to do their dance. Once we have done our dance, one of our parents would come up and do the dance with us. All the families and teachers had a fantastic night at the Bush Dance. Everybody got up and danced. Back over to Emily.
As everyone knows, the drought has been its very worst. We are in stage 4 water restrictions, so we can't use water outside at all. The gardens at Bel Air are looking very dry and the oval is very dusty. We have had a few rainfalls over the past few weeks, but it hasn't made any changes.
That's the end of Radio News for Bel Air Primary School.
I'm Wade.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Paige.
District Cross Country. The District Cross Country is a 3-kilometre race where schools from all over our districts compete. The top 6 people go on to the zones. The District Cross Country was held on Thursday 26th of April 2007. It went from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Lots of seniors went to the districts. Only a couple going to the zones. They were Leah, Haley, Hugh, Christopher and Jacoba. The districts were held at Barwon Valley Fun Park. 5 people made it to the zones. 2 people got medals. First place medal had a blue ribbon, Second place had a red ribbon and third place had a green ribbon. The zones will be held at Geelong Racecourse.
Inter-school sports. In inter-school sports, for the second term, the different sports are football, t-ball, soccer, volley stars and netball. The teams will be playing against Leopold, Mandara and Tolki.
Rugby. At our school, we have lots of sport activities, like rugby. In rugby, we have very lucky to have a really good coach. The schools we have our team are Mandara, Tolki and Leopold as well.
That's all for the sports segment. See ya!
Word of the week. Here's how it works. We have randomly selected three people to be the contestants.
Then we give them the word to try to figure it out and tell us the meaning.
Now let's meet our contestant number one, Wade.
Woo! Contestant number two, Tate.
Woo!
And last but not least, contestant number three, Brendan. Hi there.
The word of the week is oligarchy.
Contestant number one, Wade, make your prediction.
Is it some kind of orchid?
Good try.
Contestant number two, Tate, what do you think?
It's some type of orchestra.
Good try.
Contestant number three, Brendan, what do you think? Some kind of country ruled by a small group of people?
Well, we're about to find out.
Wade, unfortunately, your answer was incorrect.
Tate, unfortunately, your answer was also incorrect.
Brendan, your answer was indeed correct.
Congratulations, Brendan.
See you next week, folks.
G'day everybody, Fraser and I are back again and better than ever. It's time for the personality segment.
That's right, Tom. And this time we're interviewing everybody's favourite captains.
Mitch N.
And Mitch S.
Yay! And we're from Bel Air PS. Here come the questions.
Were you happy when you found out you got school captain?
Yeah, I was ecstatic. It was unbelievable.
How happy were you?
Ecstatic.
Nice work.
Yeah, I was very happy. My parents were very happy with me, and I'm proud of it.
How old are you?
Very proud.
Nice work.
Did you expect to get that kind of responsibility?
Kind of, actually. Well, yeah, there was a lot of responsibility going with vice captain and school captain.
Cool.
No, I didn't really expect this responsibility, especially being in the junior school council team as well.
Do either of you think it's a real coincidence that 2 years in a row the male captains have the same name?
Well, yes, it's a massive coincidence. It's unbelievable that two people's names, two different years, two different captains have the same name.
Do you feel you made a good speech at the tryouts?
Well, yeah, I don't reckon it was that bad.
Yeah, I think that it was a shocking speech, but when I sat down, there was lots of cheering and clapping, so obviously the crowd liked it.
How did you feel when you found out you were automatically junior school council?
Yeah, pretty happy. I was junior school council last year and junior school council 2 years in a row, so yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Well, I was already told by teacher that you're already in the junior school council team, so I already knew, so it wasn't that biggest prize.
Thanks for listening, folks.
See you next time.
Welcome to Sound of the Week. Talking to you live is Ebony, Emma and Jacoba. Our contestants are Polly, Emily and Fraser. This is how it works. We will play the music and then you will have to get the sound.
I don't think you'll get it. It's very original.
It'll blow your cotton socks off. Hold on to your socks.
Okay, the sound is...
Okay, Emily, what do you think the sound is?
I think the sound is, Texas banging at the table.
Okay, Fraser, what do you think the sound is?
Well, I think it's a pencil banging repeatedly on the table by being flipped.
Okay, Holly, what do you think the sound is?
I think it's someone clapping.
Holly, you did a good job, and it was close. Emily, you had a good try, but nowhere near. Fraser, you did well, but nowhere near. Thank you for listening to the Sound of the Week. Bye for now. There's our song again.
Hi, this is Tom and Brendan here. This is our technology segment, but we refer to it as the Tech Seg. And we're talking about how to animate on PowerPoint. Before we start, want to know what our Tech Seg is? Well, it is talking about the technology in our classroom. Well, today I made this fantastic PowerPoint animation about Star Wars. It is really cool. Want to learn how to animate things like this? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. First, you open PowerPoint. Then, we go into the option called Slideshow. That is found at the top of the screen in the middle. Then you click on Custom Animation. This lets you get you into an animation menu on the right. Now to get something moving, make an object or picture, then click on it and select option at the top of the animation menu called Add Effect. Then click on Entrance. This menu lets your object enter the page. If you want to do things to it, you can select Emphasis, which is also found in Add Effect menu. If you don't want the animation, click on Remove. This lets you delete the animation you made. If you want your object to exit your page, you go also to the Add Effect menu again and click Exit. Then choose how you want it to exit. Also, if you want it to move differently, you can go to Motion Path, also found in the Add Effect menu. It lets you move your object wherever your mouse goes as long as you don't let go of it. If you want your object to animate in a different order, there are a couple of arrows on the bottom that lets you change the order. Now, if you want to move automatically, you right-click on the animation menu, Start After Previous, and it lets you, and it starts automatically after your last animation. Now, if you want to see it larger, you click on Slideshow. It's on the bottom of the animation menu.
There is also another way to make moves on PowerPoint, which I'm doing on my movies. First of all, make an object or a person, and if you want it to come onto the screen on the side page, which your object is on, and copy and paste the page under your first page and move your object about 3 spaces the way you want it to go. Repeatedly copy and paste the slides and move the object wherever you want it to go a little bit each slide.
That's all for today on the Tech Seg.